And now the game where we like to bring on accomplished people to answer questions about things they know nothing about. Christine Todd Whitman is a two-term governor of New Jersey and was the first EPA administrator under President Bush. Now, she is a different kind of Republican than those currently running the White House. She is a social moderate. She is an advocate for responsible environmental policies. And perhaps most shockingly, she has agreed to appear on this show. Governor Christine Whitman, welcome to Wait, Wait.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you. Now, before we get started, New Jersey, as you know, in the news this week, we've already mentioned in the show that that big smell in New York City, blamed by some of those New Yorkers on New Jersey, as a former governor of the great state of New Jersey. Do you have a response?
Absolutely. I think it came from the bucking Brahma bulls that they'd taken into New York in the Madison Square Garden just that day. And we know that cow effluence is part of the problems that we have with global climate change, and I can only imagine that they were responsible for it. It happened right in New York.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. She's so demure. She called it effluence.
Well, she did.
That's
she did.
Great.
Yeah, that's how we talk in New Jersey. Now, I say we, of course, because as I occasionally mention in the show, I am a native of New Jersey, born and bred in the town of Berkeley Heights, and I have, on occasion on the show, made fun of our mutual home state, much to the annoyance of some of our listeners. Actually, only those from New Jersey. But I feel bad.
I presume is a large percentage.
Oh, yeah, as you know. And I wanted to give you, as a former governor, a chance to defend New Jersey. So I want you to tell our listening audience, say, three great things about New Jersey they may not know.
All right. 126 miles of beaches.
Yes.
And oceanfront.
And many of them do not have medical waste currently. And
I think none of them do right now.
Oh.
None of them do.
None
you can
them.
Do the toe test. You can walk in and get up to your knees and still see your feet.
Okay.
We have some of the toughest parts of the Appalachian Trail up in High Point.
Now, when you say tough, do you mean
people with guns?
Yeah, what do you mean?
You got to have the good hiking boots.
Okay, all right. So we get the Appalachian Trail, we got natural wonders, what else?
And then when you have the Pine Barrens, which are a national treasure.
That's true. Now, I wanted to ask you, in addition to your tenure as a New Jerseyan and a governor of that state, I wanted to ask you, of course, about your time in the Bush White House. We found out just this week by reading your book, It's My Party Too, which you wrote in the last couple of years, that you, in fact, had a significant impact on the Bush White House in that you gave President Bush his dog.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably one of the best things done.
By you or by the Bush White House?
By me.
That was your big contribution.
Mm-hmm. That was my big contribution.
Right. And that was
dogs humanize everybody.
Yeah. It's true. Now, we just got to ask you because, you know, President Bush is a lame duck, and your book was revealing, but polite. Can you give us any real dirt now on the president? Something you saw that you've just been dying to spill because nobody listens to this show. Really, your secret is safe with us.
Oh, he certainly loves his dogs.
Here's my question. I have a question. Was Barney less conservative when you were his owner before he moved into the White House? Did he become more conservative when he got there?
Well, I have to tell you, as a revealing characteristic of Barney, the very first time he met the president, which was during the transition period, and I'd gone down to talk to the president about becoming head of EPA, and Barney had been delivered to Laura Bush because he was her birthday present, and she brought him in to meet the president in the hotel room where we were at that time, and Barney went running around and then did a big pee in the middle of the rug.
No dummy, huh?
Right.
It's a good thing Guantanamo wasn't open at that time.
the kennels at Gitmo, I love that.
Before we go to the game, Governor, one question about your tenure as governor of New Jersey. Did you keep a promise you made and name a rest stop on the New Jersey Turnpike after Howard Stern?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I did it.
You were regular on a show back then when he was on the radio.
I had never, actually, interestingly enough, I never listened to him.
Yeah.
And what happened was I was campaigning and walking along the streets in western New York, and one of my aides handed me the phone and said hello, and I said, said to say hello, and I said, who is it? And he said, it's Howard Stern. I said, who? He said, just say hello. He said he'd endorse the first gubernatorial candidate who called him. And we were the first, and he endorsed me, and he was always very polite when I was on with him.
He never asked you to
take off your tie.
I didn't listen when I left the show. Every time I signed off, it got a little different.
Yeah.
But I didn't listen to that part.
But you did. There is, in fact, a Howard Stern rest stop?
Well, there was. I don't know if they still call it that. I figured, what better way to honor Howard Stern than to name an outhouse after him?
Well, Governor Whitman, we are delighted to have you with us. We have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
There are three new stars in heaven.
At the end of every year, the New York Times Sunday Magazine publishes an issue titled The Lives They Lived, appreciations of people who died in the past year. And these are people whose contributions you might not have been aware of. We're going to ask you three questions about the hidden luminaries we lost in 2006. Get two right, you will win our prize for one of our listeners. So, Carl, who is former Governor Christine Todd Whitman playing for?
Peter, she is playing for Taylor Pope of Salt Lake City.
You ready to go?
All right, I'm ready.
All right. Now, your first unsung hero lost to us in the last year is Arthur Schiff, who was the man responsible for what staple of American culture? Was it A, the Ginsu knife, B, those raised dots you drive over when you shift lanes, or C, the see-through blouse?
A.
The Ginsu knife. You say that with certainty.
No clue.
Okay. Nonetheless, you're right. It was the Ginsu knife. And by that, we don't mean that he made the knife. It was just a cheap knife, I think made in Ohio. But he wrote the TV commercials that sold it. He was a master of what's called direct response marketing, those TV commercials that tell you, call now, operators are standing by. In fact, he is credited with coining the phrases, but wait, there's more, as well as, isn't that amazing? And, of course, the classic, how much would you pay?
Those Ginsu commercials were classics.
They're amazing. Right.
Didn't they begin with, in Japan, the hand can be used as a knife?
Yes, yeah. And then they have the guy trying to karate chop a tomato.
And you can't do it. You can't do it.
Yeah. No.
It can't be done.
A solid aluminum can,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And how many years has it been since we saw that act? Yeah. And we remember it vividly. Yeah. That was the work
That's
of
great.
Arthur
That's
Schiff.
Great.
There you are.
What a loss.
I know. Very good, Governor Whitman. Next question. One of the people we lost was a man named Andrew Martinez, who became famous for doing what? A, he founded the first competitive eating competition ever at Coney Island in 1954. B, he used to walk around stark naked in public. Or C, he could sing with his ears.
I like the choices.
Yes.
I'll go with A again.
You're going to go, he founded the first competitive eating competition. No, he was in fact known as the naked guy. Because that's what he did. He would wander around the UC Berkeley campus when he was a student there, naked. It was an expression of he felt his natural rights. Eventually, the university passed a rule that banned public nudity. He defied it. He was expelled. And he went into a sad decline. All he wanted to do was feel the breeze, and the man wouldn't let him do it.
What did they put on his chair? That's what you really want.
No, actually, and I should point out, he was very polite about it. He had a bandana, and if anybody objected, he would put it on.
Where? On his head?
No, he would sort of tie it around his waist. And he carried a sweatshirt, which we'd always lay down on any chair he sat down before sitting in it.
That is
very important.
Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah. Vital.
And yet, nonetheless.
Conscientious nudist.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel honored about to say that unlike most people who are into public nudity, he was somebody you might enjoy seeing naked.
He was good looking,
he was not,
he was very slim and tall. Mm-hmm.
But wait, there's more.
Now, Governor Whitman, you are doing well. You have one for two with one to go. So if you get this one right, you will, in fact, win. Here we go. We said farewell this year to Robert Rich, inventor of non-dairy whipped topping, not to mention, of course, coffee-rich non-dairy creamer. Now, what's interesting is what his motivation might have been to forever make real milk unnecessary. What was it? A, he had been kicked by a cow as a youngster, and he swore revenge. B, he had an edible conflict with his father, who ran a dairy company. Or C, he had been spurned by his first love, a woman who was lactose intolerant, and he was trying to win her back.
B.
B, he had the edible conflict with his father.
Sounds as good as anything.
And it is correct. Congratulations.
Right.
That's what happened. Rich's father was himself a successful dairyman in Buffalo. He wanted his son to get into the same business, but Rich thought that cows were inefficient and difficult, and he invented the first non-dairy whipped topping in 1945.
Wow.
He became a multimillionaire, but his father never, ever approved. So, Carl, how did Governor Whitman do on our show?
Well enough, Peter. Governor, you had two correct answers, mm-hmm. so you win for Taylor Pope.
Well done. Christine Todd Whitman was, for two terms, the governor of the great state of New Jersey. She was the first EPA administrator under President Bush, and she is the principal of Whitman Strategy Associates, a political consulting firm. Thank you so much for being with us, Governor Whitman. What a pleasure.
It was my pleasure. Thanks a lot.